All right. One of the funnest things about coming into KUNM and doing Freeform is that I can invite whoever I want in. And today I've invited the band, a band named Sue, into the studio. And I just want to introduce the band real quick. We have Beck Rivera on bass. All right. Thank you, Beck. We have Adrian Lawyer on vocals and guitar.
Hey, I'm Adrian.
All right. And we have Wendy Stevens on vocals and banjo.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Thank you for that musical introduction. And also we have Dare Obenshane on fiddle and vocals. All right. Bienvenidos. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
And we're sorry that Persephone Wilson couldn't make it in. But so can we start off with this tune?
Absolutely. Let's
All
do
right.
it. Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking after midnight.
You'll cry and cry
out in the moonlight
and try to sleep.
I'm searching for
but
you,
but sleep won't come.
I walk for miles
the whole night through
out on that highway.
Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking,
we'll tell
searching
on
for you.
When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around, call my name. You'll walk the floor.
I'm always walking
the way I do
after midnight.
Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking,
we'll
searching
tell
for you.
You.
Well, you know I'm always walking. It's like really late after midnight. It ain't right. My shirt's tight. It's inside out. I don't know why. I'm so far from home. Why do I roam? I lost my keys. I lost my phone. I don't like this walking.
Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking.
We'll find someday.
After midnight.
And pray for love.
Out in the moonlight. I'm searching for
the
you.
Time
I walk for miles out on that highway.
Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking,
we'll
searching
tell
for you.
When tears
come
down like falling rain, you'll toss around. You're gonna walk the floor.
I'm always walking. My God, my feet hurt.
Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking,
we'll
searching for you.
Your cheating heart.
I'm always walking, searching for you.
Woo! We're getting down. We're getting down here in the KUNM studios. We have a band named Sue live in the studio. And Beck Rivera on bass, Adrian Lawyer on vocals, guitar, Dar Obershane on fiddle and vocals, Wendy Stevens on vocals and banjo. Ah, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Do you all play out a lot? Because I try to get out to see as much local music as I can. And I don't think I've ever had a chance to check you guys out.
It's true. We'd love to play out more, but we just have kids and jobs and all that stuff. We got to play the Growers Market a few weeks ago. That's one of our funnest gigs.
That would have been a good one.
We play at a local old folks home.
We do.
Once a month.
Oh, those are some lucky.
But tomorrow
elderly.
Night, we're playing Pridezilla because it's Pride Week.
Woo!
Pridezilla to benefit the Transgender Resource Center at the Red Velvet Underground. And we're one of the early bands. We'll be on at 7. But there's exciting, fun acts, including Drag Kings and other bands all night long.
All right. And,
all ages.
Red Velvet Underground is where?
Oh, I know.
Manal, right by Eubank.
Say that again?
Manal up at Eubank.
Manal and Eubank. Red Velvet Underground. I've been meaning to check it out. I've seen some live footage when Neil Copperman from Amp Concerts has filmed stuff live there. And so you all are on at 7 at Red Velvet Underground. Where can folks figure out where you are and what you're doing? How can they stalk you?
We have a Facebook page. We're a band named Sue, but not the one in England.
Copycats.
There's a band in England that tried to steal our name. No, we don't know why they did it. It's just a good name. Somebody else thought of it in England.
Yeah.
So we're not the England one.
Have you thought of reaching out to them and they could be your brothers and sisters?
Oh, I thought you were thinking more of like a knife fight. Reaching out to them and saying, let's duel.
Do the reaching out part first and kind of feel it out. And then if they're hostile, then.
Exactly.
Look, if they'll sponsor our European tour.
Right?
Exactly.
That's right.
Not a fighter.
And maybe you could switch places.
Yeah. Exactly.
It could be the new Netflix comedy.
This
is going too far.
Right. A band name who?
A band name who. That's a good one, too. I like it. All right. Can you all just introduce yourselves real quick? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Mic. This is Beck Rivera here on bass.
All right, Beck.
Hey, I'm Adrian Lawyer.
I'm Wendy Stevens.
And I'm Dare Openchain.
And somebody speak for your missing...
Persephone, we love you.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it, Persephone. All right. And so, obviously, a band named Sue, reference to the Johnny Cash song written by Shel Silverstein, which I think we talked about when you came and DJed on Valentine's Day, Adrian.
That's right.
When you guest DJed. So talk about how you all know each other, how you got together, and how this came to fruition.
I know how I joined the band.
Tell it.
Persephone and I, our daughters have been about best friends since first grade. And Persephone told me in the parking lot one day, I know a friend of yours. And then she went on to say, and I sing in this band with Adrian Lawyer that you might want to be interested in. I haven't played country music since I came out and became progressive because it just wasn't worth hanging out with that kind of mentality. And then a couple weeks later, I met Adrian at a women's conference, and he came up afterwards and said, I'm in a band named Sue. Are you interested in playing the fiddle with us? And sure I was. And here I am.
Awesome. Right. I think Wendy lived up the street. And I hate to tease the listeners because we're not going to do this number today, but it was my burning dream to do the theme song from Smokey and the Bandit, the Jerry Reed song Eastbound and Down, and you got to have a banjo. And it turned out Wendy played the banjo, and we were up the street neighbors, so I went and recruited her because I had to do that Jerry Reed.
And mind you, I had played the banjo for a hot year and a half, I think, by that time, first instrument, and they did not know I sang at all. And so Persephone I knew since our babies were babies together at Urta Gardens, hanging out on blankets and being in the sun and getting veg. And so that was my connection to her. Dare came along with the band. Beck came along just not too long ago.
Yeah.
And and so here we are.
All right. Do you all want to play another song?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's get on it.
Banjo feedback. Banjo. They just talk back.
That's so weird.
That's really weird. I've never had feedback in this studio before.
See, it's the banjo. It's always
it's my electromagnetic field or so. I have
yeah,
been told.
It's our bass here. Let me move the bass amp back from this mic.
Ooh, how deep is your love? How shrill is your feedback?
All right, we're going to try to do it, and I'll just hope that the other mics pick up. Do you want to turn up your volume a little bit on the bass here?
Okay.
Beck, thanks.
All right,
go ahead, guys.
The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. For at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow, so I ran, fearing not where I'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room to grow, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can't always survive. Wildflowers don't care just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran fearing not where I'd go. When a flower goes wild, it can't always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. I grew up fast and wild, and I never felt right in a garden so different from me. I just never belonged, and I longed to be gone, so the garden one day set me free. I itched to ride with the wind, and since he was my friend, I just let him decide where we'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can't always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. Just a wild rose seeking mysteries untold, no regrets for the path that I chose. When a flower grows wild, it can't always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. Oh no, wildflowers don't care where they grow.
Thank you guys so much. You are listening to A Band Named Sue live in the studio. I think we should. You guys should just keep playing.
Oh, we'll play keep it on.
Some more songs.
That, of course, is Dolly Parton's Wildflowers. Big fans of Dolly.
And it was a favorite of my now not too far away departed grandmother. So I think she was squeaking through your machinery and saying hello.
Hello.
Old Meemaw.
Hi, Fran Tuttle.
What did you Francis call her?
Francis Tuttle. Oh, Gran.
Gran.
Just Gran. Just Gran.
Here comes Gran. All right, one more dollar, y'all.
A long time ago, I left my home for a job in the fruit trees. I miss those hills and the windy pines. Their song seemed to suit me. I sent my wages to my home. I said we'd soon be together for the next good crop. Pay my way and I will come home forever. One more dime to show for my days. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going. No work, says the boss. At the bunkhouse door, there's a freeze on the branches. So when the dice came out at the bar downtown, I rolled and I took my chances. One more dime to show for my days. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home.
Coin or a Christian prayer, my love.
going home.
Lovely. That was so lovely. Thank you, guys. That was beautiful. All right. So my guests in the studio today are a band named Sue, and that's Adrian Lawyer, vocals and guitar, Dar Obershane on fiddle, Wendy Stevens on vocals and banjo, Beck Rivera on bass, and they're live here in the studio. When and where are you all playing?
Pridezilla, tomorrow night, Red Velvet Underground. We'll be going on at 7 o'clock, but you should plan to stay all night. There's going to be some amazing lineup, all ages show.
All right. And there was something else too?
Well, tonight's the Trans March. So all over the country, there are transgender marches that sort of kick off Pride events where trans communities come together to try to demonstrate about the inequities that we face and to form community. And the Trans March will start tonight at 5 o'clock at the Transgender Resource Center, 149 Jackson Street.
Okay. And they can get more information at tgrcnm.org?
Especially on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Transgender Resource Center of New Mexico.
Okay. And briefly, Adrian, since we have you here, you're the co-founder, correct, of the Transgender Resource Center of New Mexico.
That's right.
If people want to be involved in that, I know, you know, you have the clothing store that not only employs people, but that fund, those funds raised, turn around and go back into that community.
That's
like,
right.
Where can people get involved, find out more info and all
well,
that?
Well, you can donate to Thrift A Lot. That's the name of our thrift store. It's on Lomas and Monroe. They also have their own Facebook page and website, Thrift A Lot. You can donate, and we want you to go and thrift shop. So if you're a thrifter, get over there and thrift. There's all kinds of Pride events also happening all weekend. Saturday is Albuquerque Pride. There's going to be the parade in the morning, the event at the Expo. But Dare, tell them about Family Pride.
Family Pride is a wonderful picnic that Young Woman United puts on every year in conjunction with the Gay Pride Parade. It'll be 11:30 to 2:30 in Morningside Park. They have several bands, wonderful tablers, all sorts of different community groups, and Young Woman United themselves is an excellent, excellent organization. And another band I play in, Las Otras, will be playing right at noon with crowd pleasers like Homophobia, Rich White Men, Capitalism Sucks. We just play songs we like and agree with.
Dare's the hardest working woman in show business. She plays in like 14 bands. We're just lucky to get her part of the time.
Aww.
Also, our friends at Self Serve Sexuality Resource Center are hosting a sober, all-ages dance party Saturday night.
Super.
As also an alternative. There's a lot of fun events going on where you can drink and party and hang out with your friends. But this is a space meant to accommodate folks who maybe don't want to drink or don't want to be around drinking.
Is that at their new space?
It is.
Just
it
off
is.
Central?
That's exactly right. On
Monroe?
Morningside,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Check out Self Serve's Facebook.
Yeah, selfservetoys.com at their website. And they do have a Facebook presence, as do you all, a band named Sue. I love it. Dare, you were talking earlier about, you know, this view of country music as not hospitable to LGBTQ and open-mindedness, and yet you all, that's what you all picked, the genre you all picked to deal in. What's up with that?
Go, Adrian.
Well, I mean, I'm from the South. I'm from Mississippi, and this is like my people's music, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I feel like we got to make sure and stake our own claim to it as well. And then just, you know, as a matter of course, these are the instruments we got. We got a banjo, a fiddle, a guitar, a bass, and four voices singing harmony. So whatever we do, it's going to sound like that, you know?
Some hard Southern accents coming
through. We do a lot of different songs, but they all get Sue-ified in the end, you know? Yeah.
Ah, I like that. So Sue is a verb and
exactly.
Suified.
Exactly.
I like that. I like
getting Sue-ified right now.
That's true.
If you just look back a few decades, working people in in America were very progressive.
That's
where, obviously where the labor movement comes from. That's where so many movements for justice come from. And it's only in the last few decades that people have been sort of hoodwinked to think that if you're a normal working class person in an American, you're conservative. And
that's just not
right.
That's true. Incorrect. We don't know our history. We don't know our musical history, how it relates to various movements throughout the country.
That's right.
Do you all, is that come into your sets at all? Do you ever like talk about origins of songs or anything like that when you all are playing?
I don't ever remember who sings a song. I always say first word.
We're lucky if we can remember which ones have a capo.
Mm-hmm. But we'll start shouting out to Hazel Dickens from here on out.
We should be doing that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. We should start doing Which Side Are You On?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
For real.
All right. All right, my guests in the studio today are a band named Sue, Adrian Lawyer, Dare Obershane, Wendy Stevens, Beck Rivera, and occasionally Persephone Wilson, if her mean bosses will let her.
She's not changing the world. Take care of her.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all want to play it? See, now I'm doing it. You rubbed off on me.
See, you rubbed off. Suified.
I got suified. You want to play some more, a couple more songs?
Yeah, we're going to do a John Prine.
All right.
All y'all out there, sing along. We know you know it. Listen to the radio.
Brandon, I'm going to play the Bones. I don't know if that'll mess with the sound.
I'll the Bones. I'm getting country.
Right.
Yeah. She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. And I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Move to the country. Build you a home. Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady, she had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the bar room and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, move to the country. Build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place. And just as I was leaving, Lord, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. And here are the reasons why. We blew up our TV, threw away our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children,
oh dear,
fed them all in peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. Yeah, can we fit one more?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Y'all want to listen to the radio?
All righty. We hope everyone is listening to radio.
Exactly.
We've got a band named Sue live here at KUNM.
Thank you so much, Brandon. We're so, so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys came in. Thank you.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hand to the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? 'Cause if you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. If you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio. A handsome two-step and good old boy in Tennessee. He's sitting on the sofa looking for a supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 0018 Martin guitar in the backseat of a car, and I am leaving Mississippi with the radio. And you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Radio. The moon across the border in my Louisiana skies. I smell the Poncho train, I hear the silver wings, and then away Merle Haggard flies. That good old boy, I find a band of gold on the stereo. And then my mama called him all, said, where's she gonna sit down the road with a radio? Oh, when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And if you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio.
A band named Sue, Adrian Lawyer on vocals and guitar, Dare Obenshain on fiddle and vocals, Wendy Stevens on vocals, banjo, and whistling.
Yeah.
You don't often hear a whistle solo.
I know. It's and actually, that makes it more special. If everybody whistled, then it would be like a little like, oh, okay. That's not the best whistler I've ever heard. You know who can, are you into Andrew Bird? That dude can whistle. Do you know Andrew Bird?
I won't get to know it.
Oh, you should. You should. All you right. should. He's also he's a guitarist and fiddle player.
Oh, thank God, he's a banjo player. Be like monopolizing everything.
He might play the occasional banjo.
Tell him to get his own corn.
And he loops it. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. We got a whistling track there. And Beck Rivera on bass. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
One more time where folks can... stalk you, I mean find you.
Go and find us on Facebook. We're a band named Sue, but not the one in England. Tomorrow night we're going to be at Pridezilla Attacks Again at Red Velvet Underground. All the proceeds are for the Transgender Resource Center in New Mexico. Right. We're one of the early bands at 7 o'clock, but there's an amazing lineup all night. It's an all ages show at the Red Velvet Underground. Trans March tonight, Family Pride on Saturday with
Las Otras. Las Otras plays at noon at Family Pride on Saturday.
All right. Woo! Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to KUNM.